This is Jeff Chrisman, and I'm here visiting this evening with Caitlin Nick and also with Virginia Seitz, local artist here, and wanted to see if we could talk a little bit and hear from you about your new group called Art Group. Thanks so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, for sure.
So we started the group in November, early November. Virginia came to the art school to, like, borrow a key to print some t-shirts. And we just started talking about, you know, like, art and life and kind of, like, what we were trying to, like, get out of the arts in Oklahoma and maybe, like, what we wanted to see or what we would like to see happen. So, and then from that conversation, we put together a list of mutual friends and people, like, who we knew did art here that might want to be a part of this as well. And I had a brunch at my house a couple weeks later.
We had a potluck.
Yeah, gathering. Potluck brunch. We had about 8 people come.
Yeah.
We just sat around and talked about maybe, like, the potential of, like, what we could do together.
Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of started rolling from there. It turned into a monthly meeting where we kind of kept it potluck for a while. We'd just gather and talk about, art and then kind of plans. And I don't know, the more that it happened, the more kind of, whoa, we can actually do something here now with everyone. We started having studio visits at specific artist houses, and then we'd usually have meetings after that. But we started off just wanting it to be kind of this community that you could still keep talking about art once you're out of school and don't have that anymore, where you can get critiques on your work and be pushed and have people that have resources and just, like, shared experience and just somewhere where you could, like, grow together and actually keep doing art in Oklahoma. 'Cause we kind of both agreed a lot of artists leave Oklahoma because there's not that many opportunities for the specific, you know, just graduated school emerging artist. There's not this abundance of, yeah, you can make it in the art world. So we wanted to try to make that happen.
Yeah, the first couple of years right out of art school, like, a lot of people just stop. That's, like, so pivotal, and it's, like, either you go straight to grad school, you get a, you know, good job, or some people just stop making art, and, like, we've seen that a lot already. I'm only 3 years out. Virginia's about a year or two, and it's sad, and so, it feels really isolating when you're, like, alone, separated from everyone. So that's kind of, like, what our group was there for when we first started, was, and still is, like, to bring everyone back together. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even have to be just people, like, we went to art school with. Like, that's a lot of it, but there's also a lot of, like, local artists that we've met from just doing things. Yeah. So, it's, like, there's artists from different areas in Oklahoma City, through different organizations. Some are self-taught, some are, like, running their own, like, co-op spaces, some are doing, like, arts admin, we're really just, like, bringing, like, all the young sort of leaders and, like, artists together, and working on art together, so, but it's fun,
It's kind of funny, because there was a handful of us in the beginning who were all in the same place of really frustrated with our day jobs and, like, not finding satisfaction or fulfillment from that. And so our group kind of started this whole, okay, we're kind of gonna quit and, like, go after this art thing. And so that's been cool to see. I've had a few members do that, myself including, thus far. And it's been neat because, we've been able to band together and then just kind of, I don't know, we've got the group show coming up. That's kind of what's been consuming our lives right now. But,
I really find that fascinating as far as the social aspect of this. And I definitely do want to talk to you all about the show that's coming up. But I'm hearing you all talk, it sounds as if this is, you know, this is even so much more than just about the show itself. That, in other words, this is like, it's like, what I'm getting the sense of is, is that you all are creating your own community. In other words, being able to critique each other's work and have mutual support, and not, as you say, not have that sense that you're out here alone, you know, kind of working in isolation. And I know in large metropolitan areas like this, it's really easy to, you know, everybody's living their lives and doing their own thing. So this is really inspiring to hear about.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we're super excited about it. It's already like
so excited.
I feel like we're all re-energized about art, and we feel like
it sparked this new like flame.
Definitely. And we like, and we feel like things can be like achievable. And like, there's some people in my group who, like, hasn't made art in a while, and, like, now that we are, you know, like, giving them opportunities like that, like, okay, like, when do you want to host a studio visit? And we, like, give them a month, and, or they select a month, and then they have that deadline to, like, prepare and get a body of work together, have that studio visit, like, prepare for a critique. So, like, it's getting them back into that groove of working and sharing and talking about your work again. And it's like, even for the group show, some of that, like those artists in it, that's some of the most recent work they've made. And it's
which is awesome.
Yeah, great to see. Because that's what we all need, is like people to push us and to like figure out how to push yourself, you know. So but yeah, we definitely want that community too.
It's crazy how different it is when you've got people like asking, hey, so how's it going? What are you working on? Rather than you're on your own, just kind of doing your daily stuff, and you have to make art, but then you're like, well, now I'm in my head, and now I don't know if it's good or bad, or what am I saying? Oh gosh. You kind of get in this spiral. So yeah, to be able to gather and talk about it and be back in that conversation, because in school you're forced to.
Oh yeah.
So when you're out, it's easy. It's totally easy to not, but yeah, it's been great. People are being pushed and things are happening, which is the coolest part.
Yeah, so we've had, we started it with Virginia House, hosted a house show, and then that was pretty successful.
Yeah.
And it's like, she bravely did it first. We like kind of like tested it out to see like, is this something we want to keep doing? And then I did mine in January, and that was fun. And we have artists planned like really until September or so.
Yeah, until next fall.
Yeah, who had signed up to do them as well.
Oh, okay.
So there should be a lot more popping up.
Yeah, because what we wanted was for the artists to choose a month, they would have their studio visit, and then they would show the body of work that they were working on.
Oh, okay.
So it gives them a chance to talk about their work before the show and, like, get back to making before the show. And then we wanted, we thought it'd be a good idea to kind of push everyone to do a house show, just because it's, you know, it's taking a step, getting yourself out there, slash being comfortable with organizing things. Be nuts.
That's like sometimes the first step that like traps everyone. Yeah. Like not knowing how to start
planning or organizing of an event.
Yeah, yeah. It's a learning process. So like if we can all like support each other, you know, and like create it, then it's so much easier. Also, it's just like adds to the number of things like happening in Oklahoma City in the arts. Like there's if all of us had a house show, that's one more show every month we could go to. That's you know, like maybe something fresh that's not at a gallery, or I think it's awesome. I feel like we do need more going on. So.
Absolutely.
But yeah. And also it makes art accessible. Like being in your house, which is something we really like about art groups. So
do you find that sometimes people, if they're not as comfortable going to a gallery that, you know, or a gallery or museum setting, that maybe having that in a more intimate setting, like someone's house, might be more, you know, more accessible for some people or more comfortable?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I mean, I feel like I had people show up to mine that probably wouldn't have gone to some gallery opening, but because we had a relationship and it was at my house, then it was like this kind of warm, welcoming kind of thing, more so than this, like, not bougie, but like, you know, pristine gallery kind of thing. It's different. It's a different feel.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah, it, warming. It brings, like a housewarming party before art. Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, yeah, definitely more warm than like a cold gallery, but.
Yeah.
And as far as, if I understand correctly, do you all find that after you've, since you've started this group in terms of supporting one another, that people, if they're, you know, maybe if they need a little bit of a push or need a little bit of inspiration, that there's been opportunities for people to seek that out from other members of the group. Or I didn't know if that, as far as from the support standpoint, if that's been somewhat helpful.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we're finding more and more people are asking for help or asking for, like, hey, what do you think about this? Or, like, what's this kind of opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there, yeah, it's becoming more comfy, I think, for the group, too, which is good.
Yeah, or, like, people are able to, like, suggest things that art group could do. Like,
yeah.
Have an input, yeah. And that's really great as, like, a mm-hmm. like a founder, like, that people want to use the thing you made, like, the,
yeah.
you know, like, they want to be engaged with it.
Yeah.
Like, one member suggested hosting, a drink and draw, because mm-hmm. he was looking for that. And we're like, yeah, we can do that. Like, and people started offering spaces to do it in. So that's, like, exactly what we need, is that, like, bringing people together.
Yeah,
like,
that's when the magic happens.
Yeah.
Because just the other night, we were, all leadership was together for an Oklahoma Gazette article. And afterwards, we just hung out. And we had all these ideas about future art group plans. And so, super great getting people together and bouncing ideas back and forth, and then all of a sudden you find the golden nugget.
Yeah.
Or the, like, 10 golden nuggets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like I get the feel this is, like, I guess what you would, I don't know if you call it an intentional community, if that's sort of, I don't know if that really fits or not, but it's,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah,
it's intentional.
And so if I understand, to share with listeners, to give them a little bit more of background about the upcoming show, it would be really neat to hear from you all as far as a little bit more about that and what the plans are for it. And...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the group show will be coming up soon.
April 14th.
Aha.
It's going to be at the Skyline Inc.
Office Space building.
Yeah, Office Space. It's a animation an illustration studio.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was nice that we found someone who has like a base in the arts to partner with.
Yeah.
So they support the arts and we're lucky to host our show there.
Super lucky.
So
yeah. Great.
And yeah, so the show's gonna have 18 group members art in it. We're gonna have, so that's gonna be the exhibition. We have a lot of variety there, so video, photography, ceramics, sculpture, painting, printmaking, installation, a little bit of everything.
Yeah. We've got a website.
A website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
So an artist designed a website,
mm-hmm.
So that's up there. And then
we'll also have an art market
with
just, like, more affordable, like, just sometimes smaller art, just kind of a art market,
So for just affordable art, so prints, cards, small sculptures,
shirts.
Yeah, shirts. Virginia prints a lot of shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Had
a lot of fun.
It's fun. It's like,
as
an artist, I've challenged myself recently to think more about that and how to make, you know, different kinds of art for different, like, levels. And so, yeah, that's always fun. Like, how can I apply my artwork to this, you know, item? So that's, like, hopefully teaching, like, our group members and helping them think about that too, because it does help sustainability. So and then there's going to be food.
There's so many things.
We have a culinary artist. It's actually my husband Sean. He goes by Prefix and does a, like, small pop-up catering.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be fun. He'll be there.
Yeah, super excited about that. I hear it's street tacos.
Yeah, tacos.
Oh, sounds good.
Who doesn't love tacos?
There you go.
And then there's going to be music.
Yeah, we have two bands playing. One are the Panhandlers, which there's these two dudes that have, like, mastered the hand pans, which are these giant metal discs. I'm probably not describing them perfectly, but it sounds wild, and so that'll be super great. And then we also have Annie Oakley playing, which is a local band, a girl trio whose voices make you want to cry dance, you know?
Yeah. They're from Norman.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it'll be from 5:30 to 11. Mm-hmm.
Do people need to purchase tickets ahead of time, or I don't know if there's any admission or how that works?
This is a free event.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so it's free
for the community.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also shout out to Anthem and Coop and Prairie Wolf. They are sponsoring drinks for us, so that will be there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's kind of going back to what you're saying about houses being more warm. We're trying to make the group show more inviting and accessible too. And
yeah.
Part of what we wanted to do was educate the community on why art matters and why it's important. And so one thing, or I guess two things that are going to be there are, we're going to have little cards out with specific either times in history or from an artist's personal life where art has like affected them greatly or like changed the world.
Hmm.
And so that'll be a chance for people to be like, whoa, art did this. I didn't know. Now I understand.
Oh, yeah.
And then we also want to have a question jar or box or some form of something you can put questions in. So that at any point in the night, any of our guests can write a question either about art in general or about a specific piece for an artist. And then throughout the night, we'll just randomly kind of pop in the question box and answer them.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be more of an event. A full event. So.
Well, it sounds like this is going to be very, very exciting. And in fact, if people are wanting to get more information, would it be best? I didn't know as far as if it's best for them to go to the website to get any more details, or what the best place for them to get info about it. Or
yeah, our website is artgroup.fun. That's artgrp.fun.
Oh, okay.
And it actually right now just points back to our Facebook event, but that has all the details.
Website's in progress. Yeah.
Oh, great. So do you have a special Facebook page for the group as well?
Yeah, okay. It's just titled Art Group.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you can probably find it with just typing in Art Group or OKC. So yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Well, I appreciate you all taking the time, and this is very exciting, and wish you all the best during this.
Thanks,
John. Yeah, thanks for having us.